What is up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley here with the Sales and Marketing Freedom Built Show. Pumped. We crossed the 100 episode barrier. So I know I talked about that last week. It's a big milestone. And I'm really excited to share this with you because I've been looking into and really dissecting what's happening with some of the big companies because they're just growing at insane rates. And I'm like, okay, looking at these $10 billion, $20 billion evaluated companies and look at the key lessons or first principles that apply to startups or small, medium business, mid-market, essentially principles that apply across anything. And so I'm going to go into those with you today on what some of the big boys are doing and how you can apply it no matter what you're doing today in sales or what you sell. What's up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley, and you are listening to the Sales and Marketing Built Freedom Podcast, where we share with you the underground ninja skills and tactics the top sales and marketing leaders are using to create financial and lifestyle freedom. And the question that everybody is asking is, how do I create financial and lifestyle freedom for me? That is the question, and this show is the answer. What is up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley here with the Sales and Marketing Freedom Built Show. Today, I'm going to talk about how do almost all top software companies end up getting 20 to 50% of their new customers from their existing customers. And it's really entertaining and interesting at the same time, because, and you're going to have to excuse me, I'm going to take a little sip of coffee here and there. This happens constantly. And it's funny because there's a lot of trends that I notice work really, really well for myself and my team and for my customers. And then I do research on them to understand why some of the best of the best are there, how they got there, what they did. And it mirrors exactly some of the first principles that I stumbled across, was leveraging, and then fine-tuned. So this one was really cool. And there's really kind of three areas, if you look at it, on why that 20 to 50% growth from new customers comes from existing. So it comes from BMR, right? Or BWR, if you look at it, BWR. So it comes from brand, it comes from word of mouth, and it comes from referrals. And so, like, if you really look at the mouth metrics, right, the word of mouth metrics is you got to measure the metric, you got to mandate the metric, and you got to magnify the metric, all right? So these are the mouth metrics, the word of mouth metrics. I kind of like the sound of that, word of mouth metrics, right? So I'll break them down for you really quick. There's three of them that are kind of the tipping point, and then I'll talk through a little bit how you can accelerate those for what you're doing and how it can make a massive impact on you and your business. And so what's happening is basically measure the metric. So folks, and this is a common mistake, and Jason Lemkin talked about it from Saster in an article I read, which is where I saw a lot of this great content. But one of the things that he mentioned was just that a lot of companies don't track what percentage comes from their word of mouth. And if you look at it, it's a really, really key sentiment. And it's funny because HubSpot actually researched this on themselves. Now, if you don't know HubSpot is, I think it's worth evaluated at like $27 billion or something like that. Now they got $1 billion in monthly recurring revenue or annual recurring revenue. And essentially what they are is they're the small, medium business, mid-market player versus Salesforce, right? In the CRM space, but they do a lot more than that. They have a lot of marketing components that they deal with. And so basically, if you look at it, they do this across their business and they track it. They measure that metric. And so like social media is 3%. You got industry publications, 3%. Review sites, 3%. HubSpot blog, 13%. Google, 26%. And mind you, HubSpot is a ninja. HubSpot's literally a ninja at tracking, not tracking, but marketing. They're really good at it. They put tons of content out there. And the number one strategy is word of mouth. And that's 33% of their revenue comes from word of mouth. Isn't that kind of crazy that like with the amount of marketing effort they do, that's what happens? And so that's not measuring the metric. So that's really, really important. The mandate, the metric, number two, is it's got to be a mandatory workflow to try and understand that in terms of how did you hear about us, right? How did you hear about us? So it gives you the ability to track where your traffic is or where your lead flow is coming from. And so the sales team needs to ask that continuously, you know, within the front end of the process. And then at the same time, you can do it digitally. So you can do it physically with your reps or digitally. Okay, and now magnify the metric. This is really cool. And this is core elements, and I'll give you an example of this, but if you focus on it, it grows, and with a goal, it grows. And so you really need to have a established goal of what you're trying to accomplish, a desired outcome of how much business you're getting from word of mouth and how to grow that over time. And I'll give you a specific example. And so I'm guilty. I gained maybe 10 pounds over the whole COVID lockdown, which is kind of lockdown, kind of not, depends where you're at. But one of the things that I noticed is prior to that, when I was really in laser focus on getting fit, I was weighing myself every day. I was weighing myself literally every day, right? Which sounds a little crazy. I was tracking my food too, but I was measuring it. So what happened was it got really, really obvious when I'd have a day and I'd slip up and all of a sudden I gained 3 pounds in a day or I gained 4 pounds in a day. And it helped me course correct really fast and really quick. And so the same thing applies when you look at this at scale with a company. Okay. So the other thing too, I mean, just to add, talk outside of HubSpot, I mean, like the other things that you can look at is there's a lot of other companies that are having success in this space. And so like Bill.com, you know, they just had a IPO. They saw 50% of the customers coming from word of mouth. And even there's a handful of others. Now, like one of the cool things is like, if your percentage of word of mouth customers goes up over time, you know you have something good, because it's a combination of you're executing for your customers, and at the same time, you're inspiring them to share. So you're executing and inspiring, right? One of the roles as a CEO is to track this and accelerate this. And it's funny because this is really how I grew my business. Starting from scratch, I didn't have massive distribution built up or anything. I don't have a marketing department, don't have an SDR, nothing. And it was really, really critical of not just obtaining customers, but retaining customers and expanding them. And so really, really awesome. And one of the things he's saying is like, okay, if you're over 20% as a benchmark in between 2 million and 3 million ARR, then you're on the right track. I think there's ways where you could double that easy and get it up into the 40% range. That's actually what Dropbox did. They had a 36% when they grew from a million to 4 million users in 18 months.
What is happening? I really appreciate you checking out the podcast today. Had something super exciting that I wanted to share with you that I've only shared with my private clients. And it is called the Referrals for Revenue Challenge. Now, I previously have only shared these concepts privately with clients that pay me $10,000, $20,000 a month and more. And now I'm bringing this to you because this program is amazing at helping companies scale their company, scale their revenue, and scale their results. And so I want to share it with you. Check out the link below. It's live and there's live coaching involved. Other CEOs, entrepreneurs, revenue leaders, revenue generators. It's www.referralsforrevenuechallenge.com/go. 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 It's also in the show notes. Hope to see you there live. It is July 26th to July 30th. And really excited to share this program with the world. So I hope to see you there. Enjoy the rest of the show.
So the three ways you can accelerate this, and these are really good things. You're going to want to write this down. So like this whole episode, you're going to want to review the show notes. You're going to want to copy and paste this in a Word doc or a Google doc, and you're going to want to try and apply this and implement it immediately. That's how game changing it is. Because like, listen, If the bulk of the top SaaS companies are leveraging this and it's a key catalyst, there's trends there and there's a reason why it works. And so, you know, number one, you know, how do you accelerate? Create customer success. Okay. Number one thing is your customer getting the outcome that they need from the solution that you provide. Okay. Number two, understand what your mini brand is, right? And Jason talks about this in the article that he had. But what's your mini brand is, it's like your niche or your niche, right? And really just double down, triple down, quadruple down, and focus on that before you start expanding. Because what will happen is you'll get a cult following with those groups of people because you've been able to execute at a high level. Okay. Then number three is systemize. So you have to systemize this. This is why I'm doing the referrals for revenue challenge, because of the fact that I noticed that companies, there's a lot of mistakes they make when trying to create referral systems, which is literally the cheapest form of traffic that you could get, or the cheapest form of inbound leads. And these leads close in 50% of the time. So half the sales cycle length. And a lot of times they're 125, 150% more profitable than a normal deal that's cold. So I'm looking at my time, I'm looking at my resources, is like, if I can close deals in half the amount of time and almost 1.5 times the size, count me in all day. So you have to systemize it. You have to have it in there multiple times throughout your sales process and systemize it so that it's just kind of like brushing your teeth or putting on deodorant, but for your team at scale. Okay. So number four, don't get distracted. Okay. And this goes a little bit back to your mini brand. But if you're having a lot of success in the small, medium business market or the mid market, don't all of a sudden abandon that and jump up to the enterprise market, because that's your sweet spot. So you got to stay focused on where you have, I don't want to say synergy because it's a big buzzword. You hear me smiling. But at the same time, it's one of those areas where like you have to stay focused. Okay. And then number five is share social wins. And when customers get recognized in public for cool things that they're doing, it works out in, I mean, it pays back in spades. And so they're going to want to refer more people to you once they see their results being shared in public. Now, granted, you got to be really careful about this. You can't just like, you got to get their permission. And once you get their permission, you're like, hey, cool. Is it cool? Like, you're doing some amazing things that you've achieved. Is it cool if I share that? And then they see that and they feel good about it. And it's a reminder. It's like a trigger for them to refer you to their friends. Okay. And so like, if you look at it, this is something else that's cool. Like, Marketing Charts did this in 2017. They did a little study. And if you look at just kind of the different areas, the share of consumer sales driven by online and offline word of mouth is 29% in technology. Overall, it's 20% across verticals. I think if you look at other areas like beverages, it's 22%. But it's actually really critical in podcasts as well. So if you like this podcast, please share it with your friends. I'd like to get the word out. But that's all I have for you today. So real quick recap, two different areas that you focus on, right? You know, the top three, the mouth metrics, measure the metric, mandate the metric, magnify the metric, right? Where does it come? What percentage comes from word of mouth? What, you know, make sure that it's a mandate that your team's asking and getting those details. And then how do you magnify it, right? How do you have a goal to continuously grow that? All right. So now once you have kind of the framework foundation in, that's like, how do you accelerate it? And that's by creating success, leveraging your mini brand, systemize your referral systems, don't get distracted, and share social wins. So wanted to share this with you today. There's so many different companies that are leveraging this on the bigger side, and it's in different nuggets and areas that you might not see or might be completely obvious, but after doing a ton of research, there's so much opportunity. So I hope you took notes on this episode, took advantage of it, because there is a lot of gold here that could be life-changing for your business. And it's not hard. It's easy to implement. You can do it. You just have to set it up, do it repeatedly, be consistent, and focus. So hope to see you guys on my Referrals for Revenue Challenge that's coming up. Like I said, if you like this, share this with your friends. Pop it on social. And I really, really appreciate that, because that helps me get the word out, which helps me get more focus and resources on this so I can continue to get better and better content for you. So have a good one. Thanks for joining me today. I appreciate you. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for spending the time with me today. I know that time is one of the most valuable resources, so I truly honor and appreciate you coming along this journey with me. One of the things that I want to ask you is if you really, truly enjoyed this and know someone that this can make an impact on, please share this episode with them. If you're on a journey for financial and lifestyle freedom, it is always exponentially better if we're building a tribe with like-minded people who are on the same journey. In addition, I have an amazing PDF for you that could be career-changing in terms of the content. Essentially, what it is are the top 10 questions that every big customer is asking behind closed doors that no one is telling you about. I'll put a link for it in the show notes, so check it out. It's my free gift for you for being a part of this launch and being a part of this journey with me, and I hope to see you soon.